Well, Afnun Vel Amar Avi Avi Avishim Omaisen and Yishol Zev and Yishol Zev Lobel. How do you pronounce him? Lobel?
Lobel.
I always pronounce it wrong.
So how many lines from the bottom?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Impressed? I know how to count 17?
Okay.
17 lines from the bottom.
I was in
an MTJ, I'm sorry. I can't give credit to Yeshiva for that. I'm sorry.
You went to first Shalat.
Yeshiva.
Who went to MTJ?
If I didn't go to MTJ, would I know how to count to 17?
Fourth grade, and then he came out of 11.
I thought you said MDS.
Okay, fifth grade, sixth grade, excuse me. Wait, don't take away a whole year from me. Okay, we're up
our brothers went
there. Oh, okay. Let's learn. Okay, no more. Adkan, Akof Aleph. Now we're going to learn a bit after Nunvav and Aleph. See, now we get very serious. Nunvav and Aleph.
What line?
17 lines. 17 lines from the bottom. So over here, we have to limit very much the questions and comments because we have to go very, very quick. Over here, they have a sugi between with Rava and Abaya. They went to a dream interpreter. The Gemara gave them 12 examples. 12.
L'soif.
Yeah, the Gemara gave 12 examples of dreams that were presented by Bar Hedya. That was his name. I forgot his name already. Bar Hedya. They went to Bar Hedya, and Bar Hedya went and he interpreted the dream already. He interpreted the dream for them 12 or 13 times, and every single time it was the same. For Abaya, he had a favorable interpretation, and for Rava, he had a disastrous interpretation. What's the reason? Because Abaya paid cash on delivery, COD. He paid, and because he paid good money, that's why Bar Hedya favored him with a good interpretation. Whereas Rava did not pay, and therefore Bar Hedya did not fargin to interpret it well. He interpreted the dream l'ra'ah. Okay, now everything until now, all of the examples learned yesterday was where they went together. Hashkocha Pratis, they had exactly, very bizarre, they had exactly the same dream. Abaya and Rav had exactly the same dream, and every single time it's the same dream. For one, he said good, and the other he said bad. L'soif ozla Rava l'chude, a very strange occurrence. Rava, after 13 times, Abaya stopped coming, and Rava went alone to have his dream interpreted by Bar Hedya. He told me, Chazor, the Shod Barayosa. I used the Shod Barayosa, the Nafal. I'm sorry, Dasha Barayosa, the Nafal. The door of my house fell down. So Amalei Bar Hedya said the interpretation is, Ishtacha Rachmanos Intacha Shachav, your wife's going to die. Amalei, next dream. Chazoi kichi vishine, my teeth, my molars, and my front teeth, they're not going to fall out. Amalei, it means bonechu v'nasecha shachavan, they're going to die. You have deeper hezbot in what by the Haggadah, hake eshinav. What's pshar Hashem? Whose teeth are you knocking out? Hake, you're knocking out your own teeth or knocking out the child's teeth? The Rosh says, mo ha'avoyde ha'zos lochem.
The wicked son
says, mo ha'avoyde ha'zos lochem.
Yeah.
Ve'af ato, hake es shinov.
Yeah.
Whose teeth are you knocking out?
The Rosh maybe
means knock out your own teeth. And when it says shinov, he's talking to you, you don't want to say by yourself, shinov. No.
It
means blame yourself. Teeth, the Gemara here says explicitly that these teeth are children. So therefore, if this child says, Mo ha'voy dehazes lochem, lochem v'loy loy, so who are you going to be? Hit him? Blame yourself. What did you do wrong to cause it to happen? The af'ata, you, af'ata, hake hit es shinav. Now, shinav literally means his teeth, but it's like a euphemism. It's written in an unusual way to allude knock out your own teeth. Because it says over here, Chazai Koche Vishine means since this child is not turning out the way you expect, because he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, it's your fault. It's your teeth that are falling out. It's not him to blame. Koche Vishine here, deep part. Koche Vishine, the denotor, Amale Binach, Bonech, Binach, Ubinosach, Shechavan, your sons and your daughters, Rachman, are going to die. Amale, Chazai Sotardi, Gyani, the park, and I saw two different doves that are flying away. Amale, Treinoshe, Nigarasht. After you, he's already killed his wife. So now he's going to remarry twice. And each time he's going to remarry, he's going to divorce. It's not going to work out. Amalei chazoi tre gar gilidi delifta. I saw two different tips of lifta is turnips. Is that what it says? You have an English over here. Lifta means of turnips. I saw these two different things of turnips. What does that mean? What is the significance? What is the significance of these two tips of turnips? Roshe lefosis. Okay, lefes. Amale, train kulfe bolat. Two big poles. Someone's going to come to you. Someone's going to come to you with a bat, a baseball bat that has very thick tips, like the tip of a turnip, and they're going to give you a zetz twice. That's nice. What was the dream. Also, what happened? Of Rava, who Yomel, Rava went that day to the base medrash. The Yosef Bei Medrash went to the base medrash. Kuliyama. The entire day he sat and he learned in the base medrash the Gansu talk. Ashka Chanutre Sagi the Hori Dahavi Komenatsu Bahadeda. There were two blind people that were fighting with one another. Ozal Rava Lifaru Kinu. Rava wanted to break up the fight. What did they do? When he tried to break up the fight, they took out a stick and they beat him up. They were fighting with one another, so instead of beating each other, they started to beat the person that was trying to separate them. Right. So they ended up beating Rava on the head twice with these two big, large bats. Umahu Larava Tre Dole Limoiche. Two zetzes in his head. Tray, period. They went, they beat him up twice. They lifted up the stick to beat him a third time. And Rava said to this blind man, listen, the dream interpreter said two, not three. That's what it says. So Dalu, they lifted up Limachuye Acharite. Another time, Omar Mistaye, enough. Train Chazai. I only saw in the dream two, not three. You have no rishus to do this to me. Lesoif also had a sense of humor. Even in times of tzara, he had a sense of humor. Yeah. Okay, that's a very powerful concept, that a person can have a sense of humor during the fellow tzara. I read in Mordechai, there's a book written by a goy. I think it's a goy. I'm not sure if it's a Jew. He's a Jew. He's a fryer Jew. Holocaust. He was a survivor. And he writes about mamish. No, he writes about it's an incredible book. You gotta read this book. I never saw anything so powerful about the Holocaust.
For personal account, first account.
Yeah. It's a world class book. Supposedly everyone knows. I never knew about it.
Yeah.
And it's really he has an incredible koyach to describe what went on. It's unbelievable, and in it. He describes a sense of humor. Like a Litzonis in the worst moments, really? On a death march. You really gotta read this. It's
give me the book.
It's different.
Give me the
name. It's not what you're used to reading. Okay. It's very powerful. Lesoif mm-hmm. next. Also Rav of Yovle.
By the way, when they hit them over the head, this was all in the dream?
No, this was real. Oh. He had a dream that there were two turnips.
He said Ginukshoin. The dream said Ginukshoin. Why hit me again?
Oh, I see.
Okay, Lesoif.
And these were blind people that were fighting?
Yes. So he went to the base. Mentioned that they were fighting. He wanted to separate them. When he tried to separate them, they went and they beat him up. They ended up beating him up.
Yeah.
So therefore, the dream came true. Now, Lesoif. Okay, so leave over here all these examples with this person, this Bar Hedya, who was the expert dream interpreter. He, every single time, he gave him a bad interpretation. Lesoif at the end, also, Rav Yovle Agra at the end, Rav, when he gave him money. It's not clear why. All of a sudden, now he gave him money.
He wanted to go to the surah. What do you mean?
No, he didn't know that. He didn't. The Gemara is clear from the very, very end that it was not clear money. Now, for whatever reason, maybe it could be until now, he came with a baya. I think the answer is because until now, he came with a baya. A baya paid money. So Rav, I guess, assumed that the money that he paid a baya is clear him as well. Now that he's coming alone, so now he felt anew for your time. I have to give you money. So he gave him money. Oh, you give me money. Amalei, then he told him, what was my dream? Chazai, Ashisa, Dinofel, the wall of my house fell down. Amalei, oh, good news. Nechasim, Beloi, Mitzarim, Konisa, you will acquire wealth without any limitation, without any boundaries. So there's no wall, there's no boundary. It means you're going to acquire enormous wealth. Amalei, Chazai, Apadna, De Abaya, I saw the palace of Abaya collapse.
Dinofel.
Vechasim, Avke, and I was covered in its dust. Amalei, Abaya, Shechiv, it means Abaya is going to die.
That's what the interpreter said.
Yes. I'm sorry, you're going to be the new Rosh Shiva. That the dust that's going to come to you, the Talmidim of Rava, or Rabbaya, are going to come to you. They're going to come, the Talmidim, the Masifta, the Asil Gabach, the Talmidim are going to be a good Rebbe, and they're going to come to you. I saw my palace collapse. My palace collapsed, and people came to the rubble, and they started taking bricks away. Amalei, so the dream interpreter said what it means is Shemaitzcha, Mevadet, Mevadron, Ba'olmo, your teachings will be dispersed in the world. The ganze Welt is going to listen to Yishmus. You're going to be a celebrity on Torah anytime. Everyone's going to be listening to your Shi'urim. Vaita. Amalei Chazai saw the Afka Reishe. I saw that my head was cracked open. Unitar,
Who's talking now?
Rav is speaking. Rav, I had a dream. My head was cracked open. Venatar, Moikri, and my head, my brain fell out. Okay, Chazad de Afka Reishi, my head was cracked open. Unitar, Moikri, my brain was falling out. Amalei, what it means is Udra Mibay Sadia, Nafik. It means an Udra Mibay Sadia. Rashi says, what's the name of this Udra? I've got the way Rashi says over here. Right, the feathers. The feathers mibay sadya nafik. It means that the feathers, it doesn't mean any harm is going to come to you. It means that the feathers of your pillow are going to fall out. All it means. Amalei, akrayon halala mitzra b'chalma. In my dream, I was reading halal hagadol. Amalei, you know what that means? Nisa mitzracha sheilach. A miracle will happen to you.
Why is it called always halal mitzri? Why is it called mitzri?
Halakha, because halal, oh, I'm sorry, halal, it is halal mitzvah, it's halal, you're right, no. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. That's the halal that we say, you're right, I'm sorry.
But why is it called mitzvah?
In contrast to halal hagadol, the 26th kili olam chasto. The 26th kili olam chasto. You say psukkah the Zimmer Shabbos morning?
That's called
halal hagadol. When you say kili olam chasto,
halal mitzvah is the halal we say every Rosh Chodesh.
It's from the halalukas.
Why is it called mitzvah?
Because there it meant b'tseis yisrael mitzrayim. That's why. Okay, the different types of halal. Halal hagadol, halal mitzvah. Vaita. Next, therefore, he means Amalei Nisim Mishrachol means the miracles are going to happen. Miracle on you, Mazel Tov, Shalom Aleichem.
Miracle.
How was your speech?
My speech is Baruch Hashem.
Did I have your Gemara?
I guess it has my name in it. Yeah.
I don't know. Check what's your name in it. Well, you can take it. Just we're gonna need some help with some words.
All right.
Are you going to the Chasam tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I'm not sure. I told them don't set a seat for me. I told them.
We're over here down here somewhere.
Nay.
Okay, Vaita.
Still.
Nun vomit alif. You know, we learned this. You know this. You know.
No.
Vaid, you'll help us. We need help. Vaid, havik oz. Look at now. He told me over here. He told me over here that I had a dream that I was reading halal mitzri. So he told him that means that a miracle is going to happen to you. Now he didn't understand. Bar Hedi over here. Well, basically, what he was interpreting was the Mordechai Kuvart. He's interpreting that the miracle is going to be. What's the real miracle? That the fraud will be exposed. That's the greatest miracle we have in this world, Shimon. The greatest miracle in this world is that the fraud. What's the fraud? The fraud is that I'm a fraud. The dream interpreter is the fraud. A miracle, can you imagine this, Pshana, over here, that Rav has a dream. And the dream was I was doing halal hamitzri.
Okay.
So he says that means that you're going to be zoiche to a miracle. What was the miracle? The miracle is it will be exposed to you that I am a fraud.
Oh.
That's the greatest miracle. Okay, that's the greatest miracle. Right. Havik oz lebehedya. What was the ma'isa? He was traveling. Havik lebehedya ba'arba. Behadei, ba'arba, in a boat. They were traveling together in a boat. Together. The dream interpreter together with Rava. So the dream interpreter said, I don't want to go with the guy in the boat because since I gave an interpretation that it's going to be a miracle, that means this boat is going to sink and he's going to be merit to be saved
and I'm not,
I'm going to die. So therefore, it's not a good idea that I should travel with him in the boat. What do I need this? So therefore, right away he fled. So therefore, the dream interpreter, he ran for his life. As he ran, his book of dream interpretations fell from him by accident. Bahadi the Kosolik Nafal Sifra Mine, Ashkhe Rava picked up the book and he started reading the book. Because the Havikasma was written the book, Kola Khalemas Halakhrape. Oh, so now he realized the reason why he suffered all of these years was because the dream interpreter, it was his doing, gave him a basura. Amar, he said, Rasha. Evil men with the chok. What?
He didn't know that Rabbi Yosef did Hal Kol
HaKol. No, he did not know this. Obviously not. Omar Rosha Bidcha Kaima. It was in your hands. Vitzaratan Kulahai. And you caused such great suffering. Therefore, it's all your fault. And therefore, he said to him, Kula Mechil Melach, I forgive you for all of the bad dreams except for Bar Mibratei Drav Chista, except for my wife. When I told you I had a dream that the door of my house fell down, and you interpreted this, to mean that my wife is going to die, that I do not forgive you. Okay, Yehi Rava, may it be the Limsar who Gavri cursed him, Lidei the Malchusa, Vlimirachme Ale, may you, Russia, who caused my wife to die, may you be delivered into the hands. Yes. May you be delivered into the hands of the government that has no Rachmanis. Omar, he said, my Avid, what should I do? This dream interpreter said I'm doomed because there's a tradition, we have a tradition. The Kilalas Chacham, Afilu Bechinam Hiba, the Kol Shekain, certainly, the Kol Shekain Rava, the Bedina Koloyet, Rava curse me, Al Pi Halacha. And therefore, Omar, so he said, Eikam Bigali, I'm going to go into exile. A way to avoid death is to go into exile. Yomar, Golus Mechaperis Oven, Golus is Mechaperis Oven, Kogoli Lebem Rome, he went to Rome. Also, Yasa Pisco de Reish, Tur Zina, the Malka, who was the Reish, he went and he sat there by the door of this person who was the king.
Treasury.
Okay, the Reish. To Zin the Malka, the treasure of the king, the treasure of the king. What happened?
He says Shem Hamilam. Milam means shirts, no?
No, it means the keys. Yeah. Let me see. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a tailor. Shemir Oitz. It's Sylvia Rashi. Rashi over here says
treasury, and then he says guardian of the king's wardrobe. Right?
Very good. That's what he says. The Aruch says Milam.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. Shirts or whatever.
The wardrobe. Okay. Wardrobe. Very good. Okay. The Malka. So it's over here. Is Reish to what happened? Reish to Zin the Chazal Chalma Yisrael dream. Omer Chazal Chalma the Ayl Machata the Etz
Baasi. He sat at the door of the trust. So therefore,
nothing. That was what he did. He went to go to self-imposed exile as a takana.
Who was this, by the way?
The dream interpreter. Oh, okay, missed the part of the story. He went out in Yavar. He had a dream, and the dream was that a needle went through his finger.
So in other words, this guy he ran to had a dream.
Exactly. Where he set up shop. He was homeless. He was a homeless guy. He ran away, self-imposed exile, and he happened to settle down in front of the home of the person who was in charge of the wardrobe of the king or in charge of his treasury, and he happened to sit down there. And the next morning, the treasurer comes out and says, you maybe know of a good dream interpreter. I had a dream last night, and a nail, a machat, went through my finger, and I'm looking for a good dream interpreter. Do you happen to know one? Hashkocha prophets. So he says, yeah, look, I'll show you my resume. I am, but I only work for money. Time is money. You want to pay me? I'll tell you. If not, not.
That was the currency of the Tzuzah, okay.
Give me money. Yeah. And if you don't want to give me money, no. Hovli Zuzah, v'lo yovle, he refused to pay him. At least he had the decency at this point of the learner's lesson. He did not give him any interpretation at all. Unlike Rava, who did not give money, but he gave a bad interpretation. Amalei chazay d'nafel tichla b'tartoin etzboisi. I saw that tichla means a toila, a worm. I had another dream that a tichla worm, it fell.
Same person.
B'tartoin etzboisi, two of my fingers. I am infested. A worm has... whatever has bitten or perforated my two fingers.
Amalei,
third dream. That worms have infested my entire hand. Amalei, nafal tichla bekule shiroi. So here, Barhedya could not hold himself back. And therefore, he says, he's just stingy, good for nothing. You don't want to give me any money. I'm starving over here. So let me give you a bad interpretation that the tichla, a worm, has sold bekule shiroi, all of the silk of the king. All of the king's clothing has been...
You're in charge.
And therefore, since the moths have attacked the king's wardrobe,
so he's
and
blame
since
you.
You are the in charge Shiny of the wardrobe, you it's under your watch, and you're done. You're toast. Shami b'malka, the king found out that indeed that all of the wardrobe of the king has been infested with moths. I'm making that up. And they have asul l'reish to Zina v'kakale, and they executed the chief.
How
of
would the other
wardrobe.
One interpret it? The one that says
it's
that he
all
was from treasurer.
Subject. It's also no. That
it's
was the mice. Mice or shoy kachay.
I know, but it's very good. That's
something.
Fine. Omale, I know. Omale, I know. My isul l'hai the haviyada. Omar, why me? So as they were taking out
again,
to be killed,
this?
The treasurer, as they were taking out the treasurer, the person in
to
charge,
to be executed,
why are you coming to blame me? Why not go and blame the person who knew that this would happen and said nothing? Mm. What are you talking about? So he told them, he related the entire story. Omalei, I see. Why are you bringing me to my death? Bring the fellow who knew what was about to happen and was silent. Asyu lebar hedya amrulei. They said to him, "Am to zuzu didach." So they figured out the entire story. They relayed. They made an investigation, and they called for testimony. And it was like a Senate panel with hearings. And they uncovered that this fellow was stingy, and because the treasurer refused, or the overseer refused to pay a zuz for the dream interpretation, that's why he was bitter and he gave out a bad interpretation.
But it was
true. No, it's not
true.
It
came true because he interpreted as that.
That's the whole Gemara. The whole whole point of the Gemara here is nothing has to happen altogether. The one who interprets the dream is the one who calls the shots. And therefore, if he would not have given any interpretation at all, nothing would have happened. And in fact, if he
could have an impact.
Yes, we don't know what this means. These are dvarim ha'imdim beruma shalaylam. We don't know what this means, but over here,
otherwise, he would still be the other guy's fault.
This guy was a Russia. He was an evil man. An evil person as the shlita to cause the outcome of a person. Hakol bidei shamayim. Okay, these dvarim ha'imdim for now. We don't have time.
So he says it's his fault, the interpreters. Right. Yeah,
okay. It's his fault. I'm therefore, because you're such a stingy guy,
right,
and you wanted money, you're not going to give it. I'm to zuzad harvu. That's why Shiroi, the king, the Malka. And therefore, what did they do? Kafisu train arzei b'chavla. This sounds like they took two seals b'chavla on rope. They took two ropes, two trees, and they pushed them together. They took two trees and they forced them to come together. And they tied them up. And they put one leg on one tree and one leg on a tree. And they cut the ropes and boom. And the two trees went back to their natural way and he was split down.
Those are the bar hedya.
That's what I heard. The torturous death.
Wow.
So therefore, the Kaifisu train Arze Bechavlo, they took two trees, they tied them together. They tied one, carry one leg, Lechad Arza. Vechad, carry one leg, Lechad Arza. Visharu Lechavlo, they opened up the rope. Ad the Atstelik split. Reshe, his head split into two. Also, Lechad, Vechad, Vekamaduchte. Then each. Ad Atstelik Reshe. What does that mean over here exactly? Rashi, Nechlak Lebeis. The Dugmoske is split into two parts. Oslo Kolchad Vechad Vekamaduchte. The Itzdelik, the gear, so there's repetition, there's a mistake in the gear, so the Gemara over here repeats the same words twice. That's why all the Mepharshim decided they changed the gear. So, but basically, the Nuffel Mishra basically means to me is they opened up the door of the tree, and the two trees stood back where they
first
went back to.
It says his head split, and then it says his
body split.
Split.
Okay, they both split all the way into two parts. Okay, that concludes the series. Now, before we go by, I just want to make one very important insight. And over here says that a wife is called the door of the house. The door of the house called the wife. And this opens up two incredible yisoides. Number one, by Lot. Vayiskar hadeles ba'adoy. The Gemara says, Beferish, a door is the wife of a person. He said to him, I forgive you for everything except for the interpretation that my wife should die. The daughter of Chista. And what was the dream? The door of my house collapsed. We have the word door twice in the Torah. Lot, when the Malachim came, Vayiskar hadeles ba'adoy. Lot went. Went and he took care of the malachim and he shut the door behind them. This was who's the wife? Who's Lot's wife? Lot's wife, Ishtei Shalot. And yet the same, which means that the koyach. Here's the irony. The koyach to have derech eretz to protect these visitors was Lot's wife. Vayiskar hadeles ba'adoy. Because the Gemara here says beferish. You cannot argue with the official Gemara. The Gemara says beferish, a door is a dugma for a person's wife. And if the pasuk goes out of its way to say vayiskar hadelis ba'adoy to protect the malachim, it means to imply that it was the influence of Lot's wife to have to protect these innocent people. And yet it's the same Lot's wife, vatabet ishtoy acharav, vatahi nitziv melach.
But
how could that be?
But it says she was very stingy. She didn't want to even give salt.
She did not want to give salt, but so yet vayiskar delis ba'adoy. Complex. Okay, I don't know. One other last thing is the nirtza. The nirtza, where do you bore a hole on the nirtza? The only other place in the entire, on the ear. So it says, Beferish and Rashi, it says, Vadelis oiba mezuzah Rashi, Beferish says, not on the mezuzah. Not on the mezuzah, on the door.
On the door.
And the reason why it says the mezuzah to teach you, the door has to be straight.
Correct.
So appeal the poem that the nirtza, O hafti es adoini vies ishti. Loi eitze chavshi. Why does he not want to leave? As ishti, as ahafti, as ishti, as ishti, as bonai. He does not want.
Wife,
he does not want to leave the shifcha kananis and the bonim. The male. Oh, you don't want to leave.
Like
you,
the
take
the,
you take go that because the wife, the door is the wife, and there's another master. The ribayinu shalaylam, the oizen sheshamas nahar sinai ki li b'nei yishlav odin. In other words, there's a conflict between the love of Hashem and the love of your wife, a woman versus Hashem. So therefore, you want to stay with your wife?
Screw him to the door.
Exactly. The lesson is, it's not just on the door. The door is the problem. He likes this shifcha, the shiksa. He wants to remain married to a shiksa, yeah, better.
He's a guy.
What? He's not a Evan Ivry. What are you talking about?
Evan
Ivry. There's no Denir Tzabaya and Evan Kanani. Excuse me, what? An Evan Ivry marries a shiksa Kananis. Yeah. A shifcha. Yes. If he comes and married, he's not going to get another wife. But if he comes in single,
exactly,
you're not giving him a first wife. But if he already has a wife, you give him a second wife, a shiksa, a shifcha kananis, in order to produce offspring, and the offspring belong becomes the property of the eved, of the master, of the master. And now it's 6 years, it's time to go. No. If I go, I lose the shiksa. I lose her. Oh, but excuse me, sir, didn't your ear hear on Har Sinai, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim v'loy avodim l'avodim v'holach zev v'kon odim li'atzmai? Take this guy's ear and bore it into the door. What do you mean the door? The door? What's the door? Because the door is the woman. Because that's the problem. That's the problem. Because it says beferish. Beferish enough nun vav in brochas. That a door of a bayis is a semel of ishtoi. The biggest raya is the bar hedya. He interpreted Rava's dream that the door falling off your house means your wife is going to die. And it says that she died. And that was the only thing he was not willing to forgive Bar Hedya for. Vaita. Next Gemara. Yeah. And also the next thing with this, all the Gedolei Yisrael, they all went in self-imposed exile. Rashi, the Gra, you name it. Modnazach, can you imagine? He tell you why I'm going in exile. See in 2 years from now. No money. You just go dry. The guy did this. It's a guy who did a social experiment. He did it. Unbelievable. They wrote this up in Mishpacha magazine a couple of years ago. Meshugna. The guy did it. A regular guy. He went, social experiment from guy. I'm going to go to California without a penny in my pocket. I'm going to hitchhike, schnorr. And he went, started walking. He's going to go to California. A regular guy who wants to try. What's going to happen to him? A social experiment. No money, no cell phone. He made it.
Fine.
And he goes to one guy. Give me a toiva. You give me a few dollars. Give me a ride. Can I stay overnight by you? And he writes up. I think he wrote a whole book on his experience. This is Mamish, like Rashi and the Gra.
It
was like that those days. But can you imagine the stories that he has? Can you imagine you trying to go? Try to go to California. No money, no clothing, just the way you are. Okay. I guess you take a film with you. I'm Stamba from Guy.
I just remember that Shagazari also went to Golas.
Self. And what does the Gemara here say?
They never revealed themselves.
Bar Hedya says that the Kilas Kalola Afilu Bechinam Kol Shechein Rava, I'm going to die. The only way I'm going to be able to survive is I'm going to go into Golas. So you see from the Gemara, it's not Kabbalah. That going into self-imposed exile is Tatsil Mimaves. Epis, it must be that the Gra, he felt, it's the Perish of Gemara. The Gra and Rashi, the Mimarech Yamim. They felt that going into Golus could be Maruch Yamim.
Yeah, because maybe it's a kapara, maybe it's a cleanser.
The Olam says, the Pashashan is, they wanted, you get to see the Hashkocha, the Yad Hashem. It's a humbling experience. You see the Yad Hashem and everything that happens when you go into Golus Sabah. But the Gemara is something much more fundamental, that there was a gezerah of Misa upon the mensch, and he wanted to live. So what did he do? Golus is equal to Misa. So this is the way he was trying to be Marich Yamin. Unbelievable. Vaita, let's go Vaita. Next Gemara.
They said the whole concept of I'm going to the Sukkah is in your
Golus. Yeah, exactly. That if the din was not good in Rosh Hashanah,
right.
You go excellent. Vaita. Shoal, Naigma, Shoal, Ben Achoisa, Shoal, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Dama, who was the Ben, was the nephew. The nephew, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Atulchav, Rabbi Shmuel, Elisha, Chveis, this was the nephew, Ben Achoisa, Shoal, Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel, Reisi, Shnei, Lechayai, Shenashu, my two cheeks that have fallen out. Omar, Shnei, Gidude, Roime, Yansi, Olach, what?
Both my jaws fell
out. Jaws, my two jaws have fallen out. Omar, Shnei, Gidude, Roime, two, Gidude means troops. Battalions of Rome. They have planned. They have tried to plan to execute you. Rabbi Shmuel was the Kohen Gadol. They wanted to take him out. And the Jew represents talking. They tried to counsel. They tried to devise a technique, a plan, in order to bring about his death. And they have failed. And they're dead. And the two jaws falling out are symbolic that their plans have been foiled, and you have nothing to worry about. My nose is no longer. That means was angry. A nose is symbolic of anger. Hashem is angry, but it's not gone. The anger has dissipated. This is Rabbi Shmuel. This is the nephew. The nephew.
It's
Bar Kapara.
My
two hands have been cut off. You're not gonna have to work. You're gonna get 4K. You're gonna get a retirement plan. You're gonna be okay. You're not gonna have to work. You're gonna be in good shape. You're gonna have a beautiful horse. You're getting a new car. Good news. You're gonna get a Highlander. What do you want? Will you choose your car? Chazoy de Amri Li be'Adar Misas v'Nisan Lechazis. I'm gonna die in Chodesh Adar, and Nisan I'm not gonna see. Amalei. It means be'Ad Rusa. Misas, you're going to die in greatness. Adrusa means Adir Bamore Hashem. What?
That was a good news.
It means you're going to have a good life. You're going to be successful. Let's see how you tie it. How do you tie it to art scroll? Translation, please.
The Pakapur said that.
Adrusa. How you tie it to Adrusa? Adrusa
and glory.
Glory. Like I said, Adir. So what does that mean?
Adrusa
is glory. So that means that this will now, we're now in Chodesh Adar. We're now in Chodesh Adar. Even though it's a Babylonian name, but Chazal Darsh in the word, even the Babylonian names for Kedusha, this is the month of glory. Ba'adrusa, Azoshtet, Ba'adrusa, and when it says that you're not going to see Nisan, it means you're not going to have Nisyonis. Hashem will makabal the Tfilis every single day. V'loy li'day Nisoyin. V'loy li'day Vizayin. Adir ba'moroi Mashem. Adir ba'moroi Mashem. Adir means mighty. It's a very big problem with that pshat because Ador, the Aleph is a chatef patach. In Chumash and Parshas Masa is the Ovar Chatzar Ador. There the Aleph is a regular patach. Ador.
Now what's this?
Ador, the Aleph is part of the Shoresh. Chodesh Ador, the Aleph is not part of the Shoresh.
No.
The Aleph is a Chatav Patach. It's a Patach with two little dots, which means it's a vowel. It's not really part. Real the Shoresh of Ador is Dor. Hador B'ilonoi. And yet the Gemara here is saying it's part of the Shoresh. Adir B'amoroi Mashem. Pilipoim. Now the Gemara take a vowel, and can make a vowel into a Shoresh. Where else do you have this by Purim? Purim is Hamin Ho'etz. Haman min atayra minayin.
Right.
Hamin ho'etz. Hamin is Haman. Excuse me, the hey is a prefix. It's nishtachelek of the Sharish Hamila. Min.
Oh, very good, very good. Right.
How could the Gemara go darshan? So what saying. Do you say about that? You see that the Gemara, when the Gemara darshan's drush, it takes prefix. It takes vowels and prefixes and makes it. It makes it.
Saying.
This is the whole essence of Purim. The small things in life is the hashkocha. In life is the big zachen, the dor, mon, min. The whole mahus of Purim is to see the hashkocha in the prefix, in the vowel, things that people pay no attention to. That's where you'll find the Yad Hashem.
Very
That's
good.
The whole mahus of Purim. Okay. Now we have a Joshua Purim.
Right.
How's your Joshua Shabbos?
Very good. Accepted very nicely. Thank you very much.
You said it. You said it about Peo. You read it.
No, I read it.
You read it, but you said it slowly. With feeling.
Smarter.
I was going fast
again because it was. Vaita. At Sadoiki said to Rabbi Shmuel Risi Shani Mashke Shemen Lizeis My Sidra Ming Mashke. I'm pouring shemen on the olives. I'm pouring oil into the zeisim.
Into the olives.
Notice the way I'm watering. I have an olive field. I have olives, and the way you water olives, you pour water. Instead of I have a sprinkler of water, I have a sprinkler that spritzes olive oil on the zeisim. Amalei, that means a peldik zach bo al imay. Znus. Hermaisa,
what's that? He's interpreting what that means?
Yeah, because the shemen is the product and the zayis is the makar. And if the product is being poured into the makar, this is a
reverse.
Dugma of a child. The product incest. Is having incest. Fine.
So who's coming on his mother? Who?
The tzedoiki. The tzedoiki said, this was my dream. And he told him, I'll tell you what your dream means. The shemen is the product, the zayis is the makar. Vaita.
He's continuing the tzedoiki.
It's more dreams. The katif le koichva. It was cut down, plucked down. Koichva means what?
A karti.
Koichva bechalem. I plucked a star out of the dream. Okay. Omar le. He plucked out a star and he's dreaming and he sees a star and he pulled it out of the sky. Omar le bar Yisrael ganafta. You stole money from a yid. Because Jews are compared to stars.
Not just movie stars.
Say, by yotzeis achutza. Hollywood was made by Jews. That's why they're stars, because Hollywood was established by Yidden.
Yeah.
Yidden, that's why they left their stars. Weiter.
Okay.
I swallowed a star. Amalei bayishol zivante. Zivante means what? Zivante.
You sold
him. You sold him. You kidnapped him.
You
kidnapped him. And you ate the money. The money's gone. You spent up all the money or you gambled it all away. That's what
the
you swallowed.
Swallowed.
Maybe he was happy with his temptation. He was a Soine Yisrael. He wanted it. He was really happy. He was bald. Imai, the sky has alamayos. I saw that my eyes were kissing. One eye was kissing the other eye. That means you're Bala Chayse. Why is an eye? Why it doesn't say in the chat?
One to another.
I kissed the moon. Because a Jewish woman is called a Sihara. Esther was the wife of Mordechai.
So you think maybe that's in the honeymoon? Okay.
Leishnish. Amalei bo'al eishol. Amalei chazai de derichna betuna. I was plowing betuna de osa. Tuna means hadasim.
That's when Yosef had the dream that the Yireach was his mother.
Ah, gralting. Yireach was his mother. Eishes Yisrael. Fine. Eishes Yisrael.
So again, he saw the chrin of the betuna. What does that mean? The basket of hadasim?
The derichna betuna de osa. I was treading. A tuna basket of hadasim.
What, treading?
The richna means to step on. I was stepping. I was stepping on a basket, traveling upon a basket of asaf of hadasim.
Oh, like,
what?
Treaded in the shadow of myrtle.
Tuna is a shadow.
Tuna means shadow. Right. It was warm
shadow.
Shadow. Yes.
Myrtle,
right. So it's shadow of Shafan. Very good. Amalei bo al nara hamurasa. Why is that called Rashi? How you regim la sois la chuba shel hadas bechnitzas la chuba v'karin la he numa.
Are you saying in Rashi?
Rashi. Well, yeah. Therefore, so therefore, since by a besula, a nara hamurasa, which gets married, they make for her a chuba of hadasim.
Yeah.
So when it says that you were trembling on the shadow of the hadas, It means you took this woman who went to the chuppah, not hamadasa, and you had relations with her. I saw the tuna. The tuna shadow. Means the shadow that was above and it went below. My shadow went from above and it went to below. So what does that mean? Okay. I was stepping on Hadassim.
You said that.
Itzel Hadassim was above and I was below. I was below. Nochemol. Chazai tunad me eloi. Vuhu mitatoi. The shadow of the Hadassim was above and I was below. Vuhu mitatoi. Amalei. What it means? Mishkavcha. Hafuch means your wife was mizane. Your mishkav means your, was a code word for your wife. Rashi. Is there any Rashi on this?
No.
It means your wife was mizane. Amalei. Chazai. Arve de hadre lipure. I saw an oirev, which means
a raven
that was circling my bed.
Right.
So therefore, the hadre ishtachar zonsa me'anashim harbe. Your wife wasn't just mizana once. Wife was mizana many times.
And he compares her to a raven.
Oh, because that was the mice that was the mice with Noach.
Right.
Noach sent the oirev and Noach did not want to leave.
He was afraid that
Noach would be mizana. So
Melo,
we compare one to the other. But I think this Mori is giving a nayazaka. Since Mori is saying that the oirev that you many noshim, it means Rashi only says that he was afraid. The Chazal say you have to be look at the Chazal. You learn is that it was the oirev was with Noach. Will be mezane
right.
with his wife.
Yes.
But
with
according
his
to the Gemara, it means all the creatures in the Teva will be mezane with his wife. Because the Mavir uses the Oirev as the example that the dream interpretation was many. Your wife was mezane with many men, not just one man. The first case was just one man. So therefore, if you take this to an extended to the case of the Yoyin, I don't know if you see what Chazal say, you can't say, it means it doesn't say.
It was Noach with the other ones.
It means that not, the Oiv was not just afraid of Noach of Mizane. He was afraid of the ganze Teva of Mizane.
Chreis
nisht. But you have to see what Chazal say, you can't make up things that doesn't say. Right, even though I do it all the time. Amalei, Chazai Yoyin, the Hadre Lepur, I saw the Yoyin, the Hadre Lepur, I saw a Yoyin, a dove, the Hadre Lepur was coming back to my bed. Amalei, Noshim Harbe, Tomesa, you. We're Metama, many women. A Yoyin, we've heard of a Yoyin is a Jewish woman. Is it called a Yoyin? Chazal say that. We had it before in the Gemara. And
what do you mean you were Metama?
It means you were Mizane.
You were Mizane. Why does he use such a lotion? Before I didn't use that lotion.
So many Yoyinim are surrounding my bed. That basically means that you took many Jewish women, you're a guy, you're a shegetz, and you brought many Jewish women into your bed.
No, we're talking about
the
Jewish
tzedakah. No, okay, tzedakah, fine.
Well, tzedakah,
fine. You're right. You are correct. So you were mezane with many women, many good women. You were mezane with them. Chazay yonu l'chadar l'puriyach amalei noshim t'harbei tamesa. Amalei chazay dinaki tre yonei uporchon. I saw that I was holding in my hand two yonei. Uparchon and they fled. I was holding to them and they fled. Amalei nasavdu upat resinon b'leget. You marry two women, or you will marry, you to marry two women, and you let them go without a get. So therefore, they're now remarry, the bonim will be mamzedim. Amalech, as I saw the kalifna bay, my eggs, my testicles have been peeled. What's the exact translation over here? I was peeling eggs. The kalifna bay, the chalei mishim mekalef beitzim. You are. What does it mean? Hafshata mason nivosh. Oh, you went and you stripped corpses. You went to the cemetery. You dug up the dead and you took away their possessions. In ancient times, before today, the dead were buried with a lot of good stuff, expensive clothing and jewelry and ornaments to prepare them for tachias mason. And it was who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says people think it's hard to make a wedding. It was much harder to make a funeral because to keep up with the Joneses, they was awake and people would come to see the clothing and the jewelry that they would dress the dead in.
Goyim.
No, Yidden.
That's allowed.
Yidden. Not anymore. But that was the original way it was. The famous Gemara.
Really?
People would die. They would dress up the dead in beautiful exotic clothing and jewelry. And what happened? People couldn't afford to die. It was hard enough to live because of.
But is it disintegrate?
Because if you die, then you have to give up your life savings. The family would have to give away their life savings in order to keep up with the Joneses to make a lavish funeral and show the oil that we've dressed the dead in this most exotic clothing and jewelry. So they would abandon the dead and they would run away because they were so embarrassed they could not afford to keep up with the Joneses. So Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Adkan, Takonis, Takona funeral. A Takona funeral means Tachrichim. Takona funeral, mash what it is. A pine box, if no box, and the simplest clothing, this dining table, the simplest clothing possible. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we're going to start with me. When I die, you're going to bury me in Shmatis. And we're going to start a new takana, a trend. And that's the way it is today. But today, what happened today, they bury Tachrich, but they still charge. Ein Rav today. An arm and a leg. So what happened over here? So this is before the takana. So what would people do? They would bury it there when no one was washing. They would dig up the dead and they would steal from the dead the expensive clothing and the jewelry. So you did that. They told it Stokey when you went, you did that. I'm guilty. Everything that you said is true. By me. Everything you said is correct. The last one is not true. I never went and dug up the dead. In the meantime, as he was denying this last claim, a woman came banging on the door of the Bezdin. Excuse me, sir, the garment you're wearing, you stole from my dead husband. Where did you get that? So therefore, he was exposed the very last moment. They took him, made him go naked, take off the garment. Amalei, Chazai, the Amalei, Shavki Loch Avucha. Next dream. Not over yet. Chazai, I saw my dream that the Amalei, Damalei, Shavak Loch Avucha. And he said to me that your father has left for you. Nichsei Beka Put Kaya in any other place. Your father has left for you an enormous treasure in the city of Kutkaya. Amalei, who's the one? Barpada. Barpada is giving him the interpretation. Amalei, so said to him, Eslach Nichsei Beka Put Kaya. Amalei, love. I don't know one penny. I don't know what to say there. Ozal Avuch Le Kaput Kaya. Did your father ever go there? Amalei, love. Never. In Cain, it means then kapa kishura dika. It means it's gonna sink. Kapa means, what does kapa mean? It's gonna sink. It means shapirusha kishura koira.
A beam
is going to what's kapa. Kapa means what? In Cain, one is kapa, which means a beam, and the other one is dika.
It means
asara. Dika means 10. It means 10 in Aramaic. It means 10 beams. 10 beams. It means imkain, kapa, kishura, dika. Kapa means kishura. Kapa means a kishura, a beam. Dika means asara. It gives the translation. The most thing is the translation. Kapa means a kishura, period. Dika means asara. And the word kaputkaya is a composite of 10 beams. Zil. What does the dream mean? Zil chazei kapa dresh asara. Go look at the beam. That the 10th beam from your building. You have a log house. You have a log cabin? Yeah. So go to the log cabin and count from the ground up 10 beams. 10 beams. The 10th beam from the ground up, you'll find there a treasure hidden in the wood. Kapa dresh asara. She meleya zuz. It's full of money. The dream was, go home, you have a log cabin, count from the ground up 10 logs, you get to number 10, look very carefully, you're going to find there a treasure. Ozal, he went, Ashkach Shimalei Azuz, he found the money in that beam. Omar Rav Hanina, Haroya Be'er Bachalom, someone says, a well in a dream. In that case, we're finished with this guy. This Siddiqui, we're finished with him, we're done with him. Now we go on to more Mamori Chazal. These Mamori Chazal are very kudaitim because the Mamori throughout Shas always refers to these next Mamori Chazal as very critical words. It's very kudaitim to memorize the whole remaining. remainder of this Amud, Mila b'Mila Shimon, every single word you have to memorize, because every time you have these things in Tanakh and Chazal in your life, it's always coming to the Miramis and certain Zachen. Be'er, Haroye b'Echaloyim Roye Shalom, peace. Shenemar, Vayach b'Ruadeh Yitzchak b'Nachal v'Yimsu Shem Be'er. And what happens there? It says there that they had peace. Oh, now everything is now going to be peaceful. At that time, when they found this bear, that's when there was peace between Yitzchak and the Pelishtim. Next, Rabbi Nosa Noimer Motza Torah Shenemar Ki Moitzi. Someone who finds Hashem will find Torah Motza Chayim. Chsivach is over here Be'er Mayim Chayim. And it says Gzer Shava, Be'er Be'er. It says here the word Be'er. It says the word Be'er Chayim. And therefore, whenever it says the word Be'er, it's automatically linked to Chayim. And in the context of this pasuk, it means Torah. Okay? So if you see a bear, it means you can zechet the Torah. Rav Amar, Chayim Amish. Shuli Kamash, if you see a bear in your dream, you're going to see Chayim Amish. So the words of Maskana, the verse over here, a person sees a bear, it's Murdik. Three blessings. So tonight, dream about wells. You see a well in your dream with three things. What three things? It means peace, serenity, and it means Torah and life. Vaita. Amar Rabbi Chanan Shalosh Shlomo. Oh, this is the famous whole book. The books on this. There are three pieces in this world. Shalom. Hein. Shalosh Shlomo. Hein. Nahar, a river. Sipar, a bird. And Ukedera. What do you mean by that? There are three symbols of peace. Nahar, right, exactly. That's where it comes from. Nahar, a river. This is the pasuk. Hinni noitel e'alecha kenar Hashem. I'm going to extend to you a river of peace. Sipar, this is the pasuk. Ketziparim. Katsiparim, a place like a bird that flies in the sky. Kain Yogin Hashem Tzvokos, so will Hashem protect you, because a bird that flies is free. No one can trap it, no one can go and harm it. Kedera, the receivers of the Pasik, Hashem, Tishafus, was set. The word Tishafus means to set in place. Hashem, and that's what I call it, Shavos Shalom Lanu. And that's what a pot is. You set a pot down on fire, sets a piece for us. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, when we're talking about over here, a pot is a symbol of peace. It means a pot that's empty, not a pot that's filled with meat. Fine, Shaninu, Uperishu, Uperishu, and then what's the source for this? The source is Uparshu. Okay, the pasuk over here on the side of the Gemara is pasuk Vav. It says Vasher Achlu She'er Ami Va'orim Aleim Hivshitu. This is a curse. Yes, Atzmosem Pitzehu. Their bones will be broken. Ufarsu, and they will be separated. I think Kasher Basir, like in a pot. Uchibasar B'soich Kalochas, in a cauldron. So what's the drasha? What's the drasha? Ubikadera she'ein ba basar shaninu. On the, I don't know. Let's see the dalid. Shenemar kach tzarch loymar v'cheinu b'yalkut. What's the Gemara's raya? I have no idea what this means. Give me one moment. Let me go to the side of this Gemara over here. What in the world does this mean over here? It says here. Here it is. Ukaderi he remez l'shalom. How do you know that a pot is a remez for peace? Dichsev Hashem tishbay shalom. We did that right. Next, then the Amar b'chanina uvekaderi she'ein b'basar shninu. Shehi remez l'shalom. Avol kaderi sheyesh b'basar. That's a curse. Ah, because in the toichecha, and in these pesukim over here that describing Yeshaya, it's a curse. There, when it talks about a pot, but in that pot there's a lot of meat. And there it's describing horrible events that will befall Klal Yisrael. So therefore you have a steer. How can you say that a pot represents peace when it says Beferish in Yeshaya that in the curses a pot filled with meat? Okay? Vait, in the Bible, what's the drasha of the kettle, the water and a pot, the river? Shimon, how do you cook chicken? How do you eat the chicken? How do you make peace?
Fork and knife.
So you got to take the chicken, you got to put it in the pot, and you have to add water and cook it. so that you can have
separates the fire from the water.
Fire from the water, so that you can enjoy the meat of the bird. Three things are peace.
So the kettle brings peace.
The kettle brings peace between the water and the fire, so that you can enjoy the delicious chicken.
Are you saying meat is a kettle?
Okay, so the kettle over here is a kettle. Chazal said that birds represent tzaddikim. Meat represents Rishoyim. And who are the Benonim? The Benonim are... Who are the Benonim? Chicken. No, right, chicken. Fish. Fish are the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are the fish. Birds are the Benonim. And the meat are the Rishoyim. Okay, right. I have no idea what this means. Fine, right. Anyway, next Gemara. Okay, Vaiten. Omar, you got it? Omar Shimon Levi, you got it? Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now the Gemara is telling you, so now you saw it. A person should interpret his own dreams. Yes, Shemaisa? When you wake up in the morning, you have an obligation, if you had a dream, to take whatever you see in the dream and right away interpret it for good. That has an effect upon the outcome of the dream. For example, I have a whole long list of examples. A person wakes up, has a dream of a river. And you wake up in the morning and right away it comes to mind, I had a dream of a river. So right away cite a pasuk in Tanakh that describes a river in a positive sense. Before it comes to mind, the pasuk that says the word river in a negative sense. Like a river, shalom. It will come like a river of the enemy. Next halacha. A bird. Like birds of voice that fly. Ken Yogin Hashem shall protect you. That says, like a bird. That's nodedes. Nodedes means that it is moving away. It is wandering in its nest. Set peace. Set the pot.
What does that mean?
It means that the seer is a bad sign. It means the pot means you're going to be eaten up. The enemy is coming to eat you up. Shefais haroye. Which means set the pot, set it. And in that context, over there, refers to the enemy is going to come, is going to cook all of, take away all of your assets, like the fish that wakes up in the middle of the night and it smells. Who's cooking fish? And the Balabas says, you're cooking fish. Okay, that's what it means. Shifais or shifais. You understand what I just said?
No.
A fish wakes up in the middle of the night.
Fish wakes up?
The fish wakes up and the fish says, and the fish says,
green eggs
it smells. Who is cooking fish? It smells so good. The Balabas says to the fish,
you look next.
You're cooking.
You're being cooked.
You're cooking fish.
Okay.
You're cooking,
fish.
Weiter. Haroya anavim b'chalom. Someone sees grapes in a dream.
Grapes.
The first thing I would ask, what color grapes?
Vimbeagevin, you
should have, right? Yashkin v'yoymar, anavim b'midbar. That's a good pasuk. Kodim sheyaktimen pasuk achar. Anavimo in v'yroish. Their grapes are grapes of bitterness. Haroya har b'chalom. Yashkin v'yoymar. Manovu al hehorim. How beautiful is it upon the mountains. Raglei Mevaser, the feet of the Mevaser, the Melech HaMashiach. Chodim, Shagdim, Pasuk, Acher, Allahodim, Asa, Bechi, upon the mountain, I lift up crying, the Nehi, period, and mourning. Next halacha. Horoye Shoifer Bachalim, Yashkin, the Oymar, the Hoyo, Bayo, Imahu, Yitoka, the Shoifer, you say this, but Shoifer, Godol. The pasuk refers to Churban, the Golus. Next. The line has come forth from his thicket. Tiglachas means
shaving.
You see a Norelco, triple head, Shaver in a dream. Teglachas means shaving. Vechaloyim yashkiv yomar. Vayigalach. Vayichalev sim loisavim means oilil gedula. If you see a neurical shaver, triple head, no lift and cut, so it should be no shal of kashrus, you say this pasuk. Koydim shagun pasuk acher im gachalti v'sar menikoychi by Samson. Shimshon. Shimshon today is known as Samsung. Did you know that?
My family name, Samsung.
Sam, they asked her, who is, you ever hear of Samson? Who do you mean? Samsung? Every phone today is a Samsung phone. Instead of Shimshon, it's become Samsung, Hagibo. The Sar Mimeni Koichi. Haroya be'er b'chum. We had that already. We had that be'er b'chalayim. Yashkin v'yomar be'er mayim. Chum kayim v'shak. Men the posgachar. Ki akir beer me'mecha. Like a beer means a pit. It gives forth its water. And that pasuk does not end well. The pasuk there ends with bad news. Vaita. Haroya kone. Read b'chalayim yashkin v'yomar. Kone retzutz lo yishaver. A reed that's been shattered. What is that? Lo yishaver will not be broken. It's a good thing. What is that? Why is that a good pasuk?
Kone ratzutz.
Lo ratzutz means shattered. Lo yishaver.
Bruised.
Kone ratzutz. No, kone ratzutz lo yishaver. Something along those lines. It's not going to be shattered.
The Mashiach will be so gentle, he will not break even a bruised reed.
A kone ratzutz lo yishaver. Even a bruised reed, he will not go, make it even worse. Koydem shakimenu pasuk acher hinei b'chanto loch. You're going to you have had faith. This was a criticism to Klal Yisrael, to the Malchei Yisrael. You've aligned yourself with Egypt, thinking they're going to protect you when Nebuchadnezzar, when Ashur comes for you. They're not going to come help you. That you have faith in a Kone Ratzutz. Hinei batachtoloch al mishenes upon the support of a Kone Ratzutz, a broken staff. Fine, Tanabon.
He just said before, why is he
been no, he's saying, right? No, he's saying that you should say the right pasuk. There's two pasukim. One is a good pasuk, one is a bad pasuk.
Yeah, but
the first pasuk refers to Melech HaMashiach.
Yeah.
And the Melech HaMashiach is a good pasuk.
I know.
So you should say that pasuk before you say the bad pasuk.
So why is it Tanarabon? I really can't. I mean, why
no,
is it?
No, Naya Gemara. New Gemara. Naya Gemara. Naya Zach. Naya Zach.
But he's dreaming.
And Naya Chazal. Eilu v'eilu.
Okay.
Eilu v'eilu. Tanarabon. I really can't. Bechalim Yitzah Belu Chachma. You should yearn for wisdom. Shenemar Kone Chachma. Konim yitzape lebina. Konecha means kanechachma, acquire wisdom. Kanechachma, period. Kanechachma. So now the Mezid Rosh, even though it says kone means a reed, al tikre kone, ela kane, to acquire. Acquire wisdom is the same letters with different vowels. Next. Konim. Let's say you're dreaming. And in your dream, you witness reeds, multiple reeds. Konim, multiple reeds. Yitzap elabina, yearn for wisdom. Shenemar ubuchol kinyonecha kinebin. All of your acquisitions acquire wisdom. Therefore, there is chokhma and bina. What's better? Chokhma is one level. Bina is mevin davar mitoch davar. Choneinu meitzecha chokhma bina vodas. This is not what I'm talking about, because that was the start. Choneinu meitzecha chokhma bina vodas. Okay, but there are two different madregos. There's chokhmah and bina. One reed is chokhmah. Multiple reeds is bina. Vaita. Amar b'zera kara kara koyre kara koyre and kira kanya koyre. Have you seen it in a dream? A kara. What's a kara? Is a melon. A kara is a beam. A kira. What's a kira? Wax.
Or
kanya, a reed. A reed?
A heart of palms.
A heart of palms.
Yeah, it's
vegetable, some theoretical thing in my mind that they sell supposedly in some fruit store, a vegetable store. Kara.
Every supermarket you get in a can.
I don't even know what a supermarket is. I only know what Amazon is.
So that means you're not wearing vax. Okay.
Kara, heart of palms. A kara is a beam. A kira is wax. Kanya is a reed. If you see tonight in your dream one of these four, kulama al-lachalma, gewaldic. They're good for, they're all, no, I'm sorry. Kulama al-lachalma, they're good things to bring on dreams.
What do you mean?
Before you deal with these.
So kira, I'm sorry, kira is not a bean then. Kira is, well, what's a kira? A melon.
Kira is a heart of palm.
What's a kira?
Kira is a gourd.
Ah, I was right the first time. A gourd, heart of palms, wax, A melon. A certain type of melon. A melon, heart of palms.
What's a kira?
What's kira?
Was edible?
Wax.
So what does it mean, wax? Some type of food. No, they do. They sell. They do sell. They sell. You can actually buy wax.
Beeswax.
Yeah, they actually sell it. They can eat it. They eat it. It's very healthy. It's supposed to be very, very healthy. That's every type of vitamin. It's a very, check it out. Very healthy thing. Beeswax.
Check it out.
Kira and kanya. Kanya, I don't know, some type of offshoots of the ground. Kulamal l'chalma. It induces dreams. You'll have lucid dreams if you eat these zachen. Next, Tanya, the only show the melon to a person is a true Yerushimayim. Not just Stama Zoy Yerushimayim, or Yerushimayim, because nine Nusach, yeah, Maisa? There's a Yerushimayim, and there's a Yerushimayim, because Koychai. Michel Zev is a Yerushimayim, because Koychai. This is different, an Andre Madrega. Weiter. Haroye Shorbachlam, an axe. You ever see that in your dream?
No.
Never saw a dream? Yashkin Yemar. Bechor Shoroy Hadorloy. A firstborn axe is the praise to him. Koyim Shagin Pasagacha, Kiyigach Shor Esish. Before he comes to that Pasagach, Kiyigach Shor Esish. Tanabonon, Hamisha Devadim Nemim Beshor. By an axe. Number one, there are five Zachen. Ha'oicham Besaray Mis Aser Beshvil Asher. Shin. You become rich. If you eat from its basa, you become rich. If you dream, you have to dream this. And finally, they say about an oxen in a dream. Five different types of dreams about oxen. If you have a dream that you're eating an ox, it means you're going to become a superstar, wealthy man. Negochai. Nagchai, if you eat, and that means Nagchai, I think it means that you gore the axe.
Ox Gordon.
Have you lay bonim, shemenachim, b'toira, murdik. You can have kindalach that are going to be fighting Torah. Nashchai, if the axe bit him, Yisurin born along. Blot if it kicks him, dorach, derech, rechaiko, nizdam, muloi. It means you have to go on a trip, go on vacation to a faraway place. You're riding the donkey. Rechav, oyle ligadula. Ah, the Thailand, the brisa. Rachbay, nice. Like kasha had rachav who litura had rachav totally day. If you're riding on the axe, then you can do oyle ligadula. But if the axe rides upon you, then it means no good. Someone says you should not wear a polo shirt, because that means that the horse is riding on you. Better you should ride on the horse than to wear a polo shirt, Ralph Lauren, because that means he is riding on you. Herr Meister?
No.
It says that you should ride on the ox, not the ox ride on you.
Right.
Haroy, his name was really Ralph Lieberman. Ralph Lauren's name was Ralph, his name was Rafal Lieberman. He was a Shomer Shabbos, Har Mitzvahs. And it went that up. Yeah. His name was Rafal Lieberman.
Now he's not from anymore?
He's an old man
who
now.
Is he?
Ralph Lauren. Shirts. Designer. Everything. Everything is a multi-billionaire. He's Jew.
Is Ralph Lauren Jewish?
Yes.
Sure is.
Ralph Lauren Jewish. I don't think his name is Lieberman.
Yes, he is. His name is Rafael Lieberman. They have even a picture of Cheda. I saw a picture when he was a little kid, a child in Cheda.
He used to be from. Wow.
Yeah, from family. And
he made millions, billions.
A billionaire. The guy is world famous.
Yeah, well famous.
Ralph Lauren. Everything is Ralph Lauren. I used to have a Ralph Lauren suit. My bar mitzvah suit was a Ralph Lauren suit. My mother bought me a Ralph Lauren suit for my bar mitzvah.
Spitz. MTJ.
Not MTJ. Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin.
Is Pierre Cardin still around? Pierre Cardin?
I don't know. But Ralph Lauren, I think he's still alive. I once saw a picture of him recently. He's an old man.
So why did he become those from?
Why? A lot of people had nisyanus in those days. The kasha is pun fakert. How does someone stay from?
American
yeah.
Born.
The kasha is pun fakert. How does someone stay from? That's the real kasha. Haroye chamar b'chadum z'dung yichalim yisabel Yeshua. You shall yearn. Hey Google, go to sleep.
Hey Google.
Go to sleep. Hare Khamar, someone said Khamar Bakhalam Isabel is a
good one. Where are we up to?
Khamar, a donkey, where are you trying? Hare Khamar Bakhalam Isabel is a good one. Hine Malkech, Yavoylach. Tzadik, Venoisha, he's a Tzadik, Venoisha, who, and he's going to bring salvation.
He's referring to Mashiach.
Oni Veroich and Khamar. Hare Khosul, a cat Bakhalam. But as the Kurle Shunra, where they call a cat a Shunra, Nases Lashira Noah, it means they're going to sing for you songs.
Nice songs.
Nice songs, we're going to be very rich. they make up like Rechnitz, he makes up songs, and like Avsteder, they compose original melodies for his Sima Shas. It means you're gonna be rich. If you're rich, they make songs for you. Rechnitz himself composes songs. I guess someone, if Rechnitz was not rich, would you listen to his songs?
What helps you? Would you listen to the songs?
Nah, it's like, they make for you beautiful songs.
Why does he interrupt by saying?
And you know what this really means? It means they have, you have ghostwriters. Because Torah is called Kisach Mes Hashira Hazois. If they're going to sing songs in your name, they're going to have ghostwriters. They're going to write Svarim and they're going to put your name on it.
Why does the Gemara interject by saying, by the way, Chassid is called a Shunram.
Only this you have a Kashon, everything else you have a Kashon.
I know, I'm just
saying.
What?
Is there an official difference?
Shun is a cat.
And a Chassid?
No, I don't know, different words.
Shun is Aramaic.
What is Aramaic?
Chad Gadli is a Shunram.
Chassid is a Hebrew. Hebrew. This is biblical Hebrew. So Chassid and Shun is Aramaic. The market is called Shunra, Lanasa, Shira Noya. Shinra, where they call a cat a Shinra, Nasa, Shinui Ra. What does that mean? He's going to have a change for the evil. Things are not going to go Shinran with a change for the evil. What it means? Things are going to change for the evil.
Okay.
What does Shinran mean? Shinran means a change, right?
Yeah.
It means going to have a change. What does it mean? Shinran, what does it say over there? Shinran. You have a pshat there?
Change for the
worse. A change for the worse. Gevaita. It means grapes in general. Oh, Levonis. If you have white grapes. Bein bizmanim, bein shav bizmanim, yafis. It means they're going to be exquisite. Shechoyres, black grapes. Bizmanim, yafis. Shalay bizmanim, rois.
Yafis just means it's a big, good sign. Good sign.
Good things are going to come. Horei esos lavan mechalim, a white horse. Mechalim bein benachas bein biraduf. Whether the horse is riding, it was lying down. Whether the horse is riding. Yafeloy. Adoim, if it's red, it depends. If the horse benachas, it's lying down, yafe. Biraduf, if the horse is running, kasha.
Benachas means if it's moving at a gentle trot.
Gentle, fine. If it's running in a haste, then it's no good. Hora yishmoel bachaloyim. A yishmoeli, I guess. Yishmoeloyim, tivilosa nishmas. Min sham shma shem kol min tosa shma. To listen.
See, someone has a dream of an Arab?
V'dafka Yeshua, no, V'dafka Yaakov Mashiach. Yes, it is. V'dafka Yeshua ben Avram. Aval ta'ayah ba'almo loy means nothing.
Haray gomel
kamechaloy misa niknis loy min hashamayim. V'hitzilu mimena goymel chasodim tovim. Gomel is a sign.
He's going to
bench gomel, exactly. Amar b'chama b'rabbi Chanina, my kerus the pasuk. V'anochi edim b'chama Mitzrayim. V'anochi aralcha gam oloy.
Right.
I'm going to take you down, I'm going to redeem you. What's the raya?
Yeah.
So therefore, where's the gomel? Where's the gomel?
Gomel is like gomel.
Gomel, aloy. Aloy is gomel. Where's the gomel?
Gam aloy.
Gam aloy. Oh, gam aloy is gomel. Very good. Gam Hashem hever chatosecha. Hashem has removed your sins. Loy somas, you will not die.
So what's the raya?
Yeah. What's the raya of gam? Gam, the word gam is gomol. Gam is the same syllable as gomol, and the spirit of Hashem is redeemed, you're not going to go die. Vaita. Gam, Hashem is the word gomol. Sorry, Pinchas, Bachalim. Pinchas,
Pinelos. Pinchas is also the word loy at the end of the verse. Gam Hashem Hevi Bechadoshka loy.
Loy, so we combine the gam with the word loy.
Ah, well, that answers all that. What
you take the loy, the beginning and the end. If you see Pinchas ben Elazar and Bechaloyim Pinchas.
That's referred to Pinchas ben Elazar?
Yeah, and we hear Yishmo ben Avram.
Pinchas in a dream.
What do you mean, Pinchas ben Elazar?
Pinchas ben Elazar. So therefore, Pelon Asaloy, wonders. An elephant. Pilois nasaloi. Pilim, if you see multiple elephants in a dream, Pilei Pilois nasaloi. It's like someone, Rav Shur, he always says, Pilei Pilim. So someone says to Rav Shur that when the Giants won the Super Bowl, they said to Rav Shur, just the fact that the Giants got into the finals of the Super Bowl, it's a Pella. And that they won? Pilei Pilim.
Because he
always says Pilei Ploim. So the guy said to Rav Shur, they got this little spaceship. They won? Pilei Ploim.
V'atanya kol mili chayos yofen l'chalayim chus min apil v'min akoyv. It's not good to see an elephant and to see a monkey like kasha. No, kol mili chayos yofen l'chalayim chus. How can you say that you see elephants, multiple elephants in the dream, that it means pilei plaim? But they're not appealing, but it says, but it says that they see an elephant and a koif like kasha. A saddle. If you got a saddle on the elephant, then you're in good shape.
Wow.
If there's no saddle, so always make sure by your bed you have a saddle just in case you see an elephant. You should put the saddle down on the elephant.
Go to an appeal.
You see Rav Huna. Huna, Rav Huna.
How do you know? Whatever. You know,
Nas still have a picture. Don't you know they have a picture of him? Yeah,
he sees the word Huna spelled out.
That's not why.
That's only for those who don't know Rav Huna looks like.
How's that connected with Rav Huna?
The letter Nun in the middle of the word making it similar to the Hebrew for miracle. Nas.
What'd you say? Let's see Rashi. Nas loy Nas. Look at Rashi. Nun k'neged Nun. Huna. What do you mean, who know? What's the
note? Goin Shirah,
Hashem Kotz. Yud Kei Vav Kei.
You saw the bright lights, the pink lights. It says Huna.
Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's the Rashi of you saying is the word Huna is related to Yud Kei Vav Kei. What does that mean? Nun Keneged Nun.
The question
arises, why did the word Let me tell you something on the parish. What's the very strange thing? Nasaloi Nes, Huna Bechalam and Nasaloi Nes.
You think?
Ois Nun, Shabamilu Huna. He kineged ha'ois nun shemila nes. What does that mean?
It has the nes in it, so they yes. What about Noach, Aaron? They all have
nun.
Nun
means
nun is related to the word chino. Chino.
Huna is in the same. I don't know what the word this means.
Okay.
Huna, there's a nun, and nun is also nes. Thank you very much. How does that explain the Gemara? Ois beis. You saw him spelled out. Chanina. It means Chanina, or let's say Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, Nisen. You see in a dream these things. There are two nuns. Two nuns.
The nuns spark.
Two nuns. There are two nuns in all these examples. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan. Two nuns at the end. Nisim Nasala. What's meant us? What does it mean? Nisim. What does it mean? Pile plois. What does it mean? Nisim. What does that mean? What does it mean? Nisim. A nase is a nase. How do you go from a nase to a Nisim? What does it mean? What's meant us? Nisim. What do you mean? A nase is a nase. Once you're at a nase, what's beyond the nase?
Big time.
No, it means something very deep here. I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about. Haroya Hesped Bechalayim. Menashmaim Hezlo of Chosu. Ches and a hey are interchanged.
Well, again, you see the
a
word
ches, yes, it's spelled out. A hey and a ches are the same. So it means chos. It means that rachmonis upon the person. Chevse bechalayim means haroya chesse bechalayim min hashamayim chosulav. Upi da'u, they redeemed him. V'hanimil b'ksova. You have to spell it out. Ha'oyne, if you're dreaming, this is Lurdic. You're dreaming, and in the dream you say, Yehei Shmer Abba. Pilei ploim. Even during when you're awake, you don't say, Yehei Shmer Abba. Now when you're dreaming, all of a sudden you're davening, you're saying, Yehei Shmer Abba.
Oh, in the middle of davening.
Oh, that's what it means.
Now
I understand. Ha'oyne, Yehei Shmer Abba, Mevarach, Muftach Lo, Shuben Olam Abba. Wow. That's mamash amazing. Haroya kriyashma. Roya shishol of shchina. Elosh ein dor zaka lekach. Oh, it's the generation. I'm Mashiach. Lekach. Hameniach tefillah mechalayim. Yitzapa legedula. Shnemar v'roko. Amrish kishemash nigodach v'yomimach. V'tanya rabbi lezay. Good lo. Imer elu tefillin shabirosh. It's the tefillin in the head when you're dreaming. Haramaisa, the tefillin shebirosh, when you're dreaming, the tefillin are inside the head. They're not real tefillin. You hear the word?
Yeah.
Tefillin shebirosh. Ha-mespal b'chalayim, simin yofaloi, v'hanimil d'loi sim din finish da'am. They woke you up.
That's not what it means.
Yeah. What do you mean? Wait, stop. Ha-mespal b'chalayim, simin yofaloi, v'hanimil d'loi sim, you didn't finish da'am. You were in the middle of davening when they woke you up. If you end your Shmoneh Esrei, you didn't finish davening. You woke up before you got a chance to finish davening. That's a very good simon. Okay, we believe it.
I'm in the middle of learning.
All right, to be continued.
I'm just sleeping, so perfect.
To be continued.
She decided not to jump over.
Okay. Too good to skip the stuff.
It's beautiful.
Who is this? Emotion Mints?